can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Wendy.
So, Wendy, I've been hearing people around me talking about the Liang Hui these days, and it's all over Chinese social media.
Yeah, 最近这个两会开始了，确实是霸屏了各大这个媒体平台。So, today we can talk about Liang Hui, and maybe learn some new words about these meetings and gatherings.
Yeah, for sure.
So,What is the English translation for 两会？这个两会用英语怎么说呢？ Can we just say the two meetings?
Well, I mean, technically, I won't say that it's wrong, but a more formal translation would be the two sessions.
Oh, okay, the two sessions. 为什么要用 session 这个词而不是用 meeting 呢？
Because meeting here refers to a planned occasion when people come together to discuss something, maybe make decisions or exchange information.
Oh, okay, I see. 这个 meeting 的话一般指的是大家一起来讨论一个问题或者是交流一下信息。
So for example, in a group meeting for a certain project at school, students can discuss topics they are learning and maybe research papers. However, in business, people will hold meetings to make decisions about clients.
比方说在学校里面有这个 group meeting, 学生们就是来讨论作业。And in business, 大家会开会来讨论一下关于客户的事情 about their clients. So these events can be called a meeting, right?
Yeah, but you can also talk about staff meetings, so weekly or annual meetings in a company. And another one we often see in the news is the summit meetings. So it's a meeting attended by leaders of several governments.
那在公司里面开的这种会就可以用 meeting, 比方说 staff meeting, 员工的会议或者是这个年会 annual meeting。还有一种 meeting 呢叫 summit meeting, 就是我们经常听到的这个峰会，比方说上合峰会。因为其实 summit 这个词呢就有山峰的这个意思，所以 summit meeting, 峰会。
Yeah, exactly.
那我们说两会的这个 session 和 meeting 有什么不同呢？
So in the dictionary, session refers to a period of time used for a particular activity, especially by a group of people. So compared with meeting, session emphasizes the period of time for an event.
Oh, okay, I see. Session 这个词的话就是更加强调会议持续的这个时间，比如说我们的这个两会，一次会议就要开好几天，那其实这就是一个 session 而不是一次 meeting。 而且我们不只有一段会议，这个人大跟政协分别都要开会，所以其实是两段会议的时间，所以就是 two sessions 而不是 two meetings。
That's right.
那梅丽，你知道两会分别是哪两会吗？
Yeah, so I actually looked it up online, and it says that there are two sessions which refer to the annual sessions of the National People's Congress, the NPC.
Yeah, that's correct, actually. 一个是 the annual sessions of the National People's Congress, 也可以叫 the NPC.全国人民代表大会，这个 Congress 这个词在西方一般是指议会或者是国会，那在中国呢，就是指我们的人民代表大会。
And so the other one is the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. It's a very long one.
Yeah.
So the CPPCC, that's easier.
Yeah.另一个呢是 the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, 也可以简称为 the CPPCC, 全国政协会议。其中这个政治就对应的这个 political, 协商就是对应的 consultative, 然后这是一个政治的协商的 conference 会议。 哎，那这里好像又出现了两个新的这个会议的说法，是不是？
Yeah, so here we talked about the Congress and the Conference.
Yeah, 这个 Congress 就是专指这种代表大会，那 Conference 呢？
So conference here refers to more of a formal meeting. So sometimes it lasts a few days at which there is a group of talks on a particular subject.
I see. 这个 conference 一般是指比较正式、比较 formal 的一些会议。比如在我们的这个政协会议当中呢，一般会有人针对不同的话题来发表讲话，而且一般呢会持续很多天。So it's different from a meeting.
Yeah, so here there are two sessions, so I suppose that they do have different functions, right?
Yeah, 这个两会呢一般首先是由总理代表国务院做一个政府的工作报告。
Oh, okay, so the premier will deliver a government work report on behalf of the state council.
Yeah, and this work report will normally include various issues like people's livelihood, tax, and environmental protection. 这个工作报告呢，一般会涵盖很多方面的内容，比如说民生 livelihood, 税收 tax, and environmental protection, 环保方面的一些工作。
And you know, I've also seen in the news that topics like jobs, frontier technologies,consumption and foreign investment are talked about.
Yeah, 其他话题比方说 jobs, 就业 frontier technologies, 尖端科技的一些发展 and consumption, 消费 and foreign investment, 外资这些其实也是报告会涵盖的一些内容。
But then, what do the NPC and the CPPCC do?
So the deputy of the NPC, 也就是我们说的这个人大代表会提交议案或者说建议，然后来审议政府的工作报告。
Okay, so they will submit motions.
Yeah. Motion 的话就是议案的意思，对吗？
Yeah, so a motion is a proposal or a formal suggestion that is made at a meeting. And then it's usually decided on by voting.
I see.所以 motion 的话就是在会议里面提出，然后呢经过讨论投票得出的一项提议，确实就是人大代表提的这种议案一般要经历很多个环节投票啊，然后才能立项。
Yeah. And so what does the CPPCC do?
那政协委员呢就是会通过提交提案，然后来讨论一些更加贴近民生的一些议题。
Okay, so I think what they offer can be calledproposals in this case.
Yeah. 政协委员提的这种提案就可以叫做 proposal, like a plan or suggestions.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Wendy, I have to say that I definitely learned a lot in this episode.
Yeah, me too. I learned a lot about all those names for the meetings.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you all for tuning in to this episode.And we hope you've enjoyed learning about the 两会 and exploring the nuances between meeting and session, as well as understanding the roles of National People's Congress and the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference.
Yeah.感谢大家收听本期节目，希望这期节目呢能够让大家对两会的理解更加深入一点，然后也学习到一些相关的英语表达。
So if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to let us know in the comments.
Yeah, 如果大家有其他想要听的话题呢，也欢迎在评论里面留言。
So we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.